Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode, Sophia, to give a little bit of background, we recorded in summer 2016.
That's right, yeah.
And it was a very sweaty episode.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, wait,
no.
No, it wasn't. We were air conditioned.
Yeah. We always like to talk about our origin story as being very sweaty, but this one actually was AC.
AC-centric.
AC-centric, so.
It was one of the first episodes we recorded at Eggplant Pictures and Sound, our studio, and we had a really great time. We talked to our friend Nick Dorado, who is in two bands, which you guys should definitely check out.
One of which we saw recently live in Toronto.
One of them is called Buddy. The other one's called Special Costello. They're so amazing. He's based out of Halifax.
Nova Scotia, Canada, the Maritimes.
Thank you.
And we love Nick, and we loved having him on the show as our marine biology expert. He's actually an ocean scientist. Apart from this being one of our favorite episodes and our inaugural episode, we had a really nice phone conversation with Nick that we weren't able to include all of in the original episode. So at the end of this episode, we're actually going to include what was sadly cut out from the first episode.
It was such a
heartwarming.
It was such a heartwarming story about whales and musicians and the ocean, three things which we love so much. And yeah. Nick is just such a good storyteller, and we can't wait for you guys to hear it.
If I'm not mistaken, Sophia, were we not slightly tearing up at the end of this story that Nick told us?
It was hard for us to come back from that story and continue the episode afterwards.
Because it's also not a funny thing. It's just very beautiful.
Earnest, maybe?
Yeah.
Both.
Which, yeah.
we're at a loss for words, even still. So we are going to air this episode, the seafood special, which is our first episode. And then right afterwards, we're going to air that extra bit of phone call with Nick Dorado. Enjoy.
Zoe?
Sophia?
We're back, baby.
We're back. The swagness prevails.
So, a lot's happened since we last spoke with you guys. We've upgraded our digs.
We have big news for you, chip heads. We have upgraded from our favorite petite closet.
Quaint closet chic.
A lot of our shows last season were recorded in our closet, which don't get us wrong.
It
did the trick.
Yeah.
That was
cute.
It was cute. It was quaint, cozy. So we're in a bigger closet of sorts today.
So welcome. This is our
seafood special.
Why?
Not
do
fish
crazy
things.
Can we
do fish
this what? Episode one word after
you're only doing it with
the
yourself.
Other. So we got some special.
We got some seafood special for you today. On the roster today is,
drum roll please. Oh. Yeah, sure. Yeah. That works.
We have
Utz.
Quote, the crab chip, potato chips, with Chesapeake Bay crab seasoning.
And we have Nong Shim shrimp flavored chips. Today we're calling our marine biologist friend, Nick Dorado. He is very expert on the ways of the sea, and we figured it'd be a good idea to talk to someone who knows a thing or two about the ocean, about seafoods, about
marine biology,
maybe shark facts.
About, most importantly, crabs and shrimp. Should we call Nick?
Yeah, why not? I've got to ask one question right off the bat to Nick.
Go ahead, yeah, go ahead.
Nick.
Hi.
Nick.
Nick.
Hey, Sophia.
Zoe!
I have one question to start this off for you. Do you have a favorite chip for the high seas?
Do you know about Cupboard Bridge
chips? Oh, Nick. Wow.
Because they have, like, a good sea salt and pepper chip that is, like...
Oh, that's smart.
That is so salty.
That's a real Buccaneers chip.
So, Nick, can we ask you to ask us a chip question?
A chip question?
A burning chip question?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, if you had to do something with a chip other than put it in your mouth and eat it, what would you do?
I love this question. This is so creative.
Awesome,
I love
question.
It.
Okay, well, we're going to answer this episode.
And also, Nick, maybe you want to say one more thing, which we didn't even ask you. What kind of an ocean scientist are you?
Oh, that's a cool question. I'm what they call a physical oceanographer. So it's somebody who studies the ocean from the perspective of physics. And then specifically what I do is ocean acoustics, which is just like using sound to probe the ocean.
That is that's cool.
Very cool. Thank you so much for that question. That's a really good question. We're going to try to tackle it.
I wish we could talk to you all night long about the ocean because we love it.
Yeah.
Cool. What's the podcast about?
Doesn't matter.
Chips. Potato chips. Chips. Beloved chips.
Anything to do with chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Wow, Nick is
a
true golden soul.
True gem.
Man, that really hit me in the keister, that one.
That hit me in the balls.
That really hit me in the cojones. The question Nick asked is, what would we use chips for if we weren't going to eat them? And I honestly could say that fishing...
would be one of them.
Yeah,
for
but
turtles.
Fishing for turtles.
But this would be...
It wouldn't be tequila.
No, catch and release. And also, if there's any way to have a non-pokey...
Honestly, and not even catch and release, it would just be feeding...
True.
It would just be to feed marine biology.
True.
Which probably is not even that good for them, but maybe.
But maybe they're hungry.
To be honest, have you ever fed a fish before with fish flakes? Like a fish in an aquarium?
They smell salty.
Oh, they like fish flakes.
Yeah.
If they live in an aquarium because they don't have anything else to eat, so obviously they like it.
Right.
Chips pretty much just look like giant fish flakes. So for a bigger species in the ocean, they're kind of just our fish flakes.
Right. The other thing that we didn't get to ask Nick, although I really wish we could have spoken longer to him, would have been, has he ever met a pirate? Does he find pirates hot?
That's really the question we're here for today. Are pirates hot? Do you know the game Tops or Bottoms? So it's actually not Would You Rather. It's Tops or Bottoms.
Okay.
Would you rather date the top?
Date? This is PC. You know what a top or bottom is.
I just want to make a joke about Captain Morgan.
Okay. Go for it. Captain Morgan's hot.
No, he's not.
Captain Morgan versus Captain Jack Sparrow?
Okay.
They both love their rum. They both don't have parrots, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan has a parrot?
Nope. Morgan's parrotless. Parrot-free. Baby.
So they don't like birds.
Yeah.
And they might be slightly evil. They have an evil side.
Yeah.
So which would you rather have a top or a bottom with?
I would definitely rather have the top of Sparrow. Sparrow.
And have a cartoon bottom?
Yeah. Have you seen the top of Captain Morgan? He's so revolting. Captain Morgan is truly the scourge of the sea. He's a barnacle to me.
Pull up a pic.
I'm pulling up a pic so you can see him. Captain Morgan's freaky, I'll tell you.
Oh my god. I don't think I've ever looked at him up close.
If you're able to right now, listeners, I will say, pull up a picture of Captain Morgan. Look at that guy.
He wears bigger hoops than I do, if you know what I mean. Should we pop open these chips?
I think it's time to pop open the sheeps. So these, I should say the Utz, the crab chips, these are direct import from the U.S. of A, Chesapeake Bay.
Chesapeake Bay from the U.S. of A.
The Utz, I don't think we got those here.
I don't think so neither.
And what's interesting about this bag particularly is that the flavor is in quotation marks. The crab chip is
right.
is the flavor. I'm going to read the back since we have never eaten.
Get some lit so we can crit.
Yeah. Utz, the crab chip in quotation marks. Potato chips with Chesapeake Bay crab seasoning.
So, is it a crab in quotation because it's just the seasoning of a crab? It's not actually crab flavored?
Yeah.
We've been fooled!
The crab chip has been a staple in the Utz potato chip family for years. We take our famously fresh, crispy potato chips and season them with delicious Chesapeake Bay crab seasoning. You may not be able to enjoy the luxury of crabs by the bay every day, and as y'all know, we do love luxury.
We do.
But with Utz crab chips, you can savor the legendary Chesapeake Bay crab flavoring anytime on the perfect chip, so grab a bag and get snacking.
And rip it open!
The shrimp, this is Nong Shim brand. There's no description on the back. I like that. So the difference really between these is that the shrimp chips contain true-to-life shrimp in them. Whereas the Utz crab chip potato chips, they are strictly potato and seasoning. There's no crab in them. That's sort of the main Don Quixote here.
Don Quixote.
Should we open them both at once?
3, 2, 1. Okay, so I opened the Chesapeake Bay crab seasoning, and it really smells like it's old crab in here.
Okay, I just opened the Nong Shim shrimp-flavored chips, and they pretty much just smell like potato flour and a tiny hint of shrimp. They're not offensive, but I'm going to say they're not really enticing me, per se.
I'm smelling the shrimp.
You know, those Utz crab shrimps, they kind of smell like a Caesar.
Really? They smell like...
Ooh, they actually days don't smell. Old they smell crab. Like celery salt.
Okay.
Oh. Wow. Immediately. Hugely different in texture.
Appearance.
And appearance.
So there is actually a lot of things different we could do than eat either of these chips, I think.
Yeah. Like those shrimp chips, we could pretty much use as pillows because they're so fluffy.
They are so airy.
They're very thick. They kind of look like pork rinds.
Ew, you could also use them as earrings, like funky earrings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have a good pirate joke for you, Sophia.
Oh, the R and the C? Sorry, okay, tell it.
No, it's okay.
I did it wrong, too.
Should
the
we
R,
taste these?
RC? That's not wrong.
RC Cola. What's a pirate's favorite cola? It's RC Cola. Okay. Let's start with shrimp.
Okay, chip cheers with the shrimp piece.
Oh, those are good. Those pretty much taste like sour cream and onion rings.
Where is the shrimp in there, though?
It's like pretty much the third ingredient.
This would be the type of shrimp that astronauts would eat in space.
These are from South Korea, by the way. No, sorry. Yes. Seoul. They're from Seoul, Korea. Yeah, these seem kind of freeze-dried. I like them. In terms of the shrimp flavor, it's up there. The aftertaste is highly shrimperific.
Let me just tell you that I picked up a shrimp chip that's actually in the shape of a shrimp.
Oh, that might just be the body of a shrimp.
Life imitates art.
Should we try these crab shrimps?
Sure.
I mean, crab chips?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Very thin.
Stellar review.
I mean that in terms of texture and taste.
Really? I find the taste very strong.
It's a snacking texture. It keeps me coming back for more. Salty, celery, spicy. Not really spicy, but spices. I have to say, though, the texture of those shrimp chips is really quite good. But there's not very much flavor. And the only flavor there is shrimp, which, let's be honest, if I'm not eating the body of a shrimp, I don't really want shrimp flavor near me.
Can we just, like, take a second and talk about how hot pirates are? Long-term relationships with pirates is actually pretty complicated.
I would not recommend it.
First of all, you can't communicate with other modes of transportation other than message in a bottle. So most of the time, you don't even get the messages from your boyfriend pirate.
Well, it's also, you know, every time you date a pirate, you pretty much are in a love triangle between you,
the pirate,
and their parrot.
The parrot is pretty much the ultimate mistress or mister.
Cock what do you call block.
A female mistress?
Huh?
the parrot is the ultimate cock block.
Yeah, that, you didn't know that.
Yeah,
you obviously never dated Captain Morgan. No, I will say the plus sides of dating a pirate: the booty.
And the all-inclusive ship vacations that you get.
That's pretty much a worldwide cruise. When I say the booty, I mean the physical booty of a pirate, because
they're always
working
squatting
out. Yeah.
When they're on the wheel. Like, the wheels are not built for tall pirates.
You know, you squat,
one
you,
size
turn
fits
the,
all.
You turn the wheel. You pick up. You squat,
right.
You turn the wheel the other way. You know, it's a true workout to be a pirate.
I will never get there.
But there's also the booty,
the real booty,
which is
gold
bullion.
Gold
gems and jewels.
Let me ask you this. Would you ever date a ghost pirate? I'm thinking here.
It's a good question.
I'm thinking here of the evil pirates,
mm-hmm.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Who, let's face it, are all pretty hot in their own right. Or
I would say if those are the pirates specifically, no. I'm going to go with no. I'm not ruling out a ghost pirate en general.
Would you date a ghost?
Oh, I think it would be somewhat inconvenient, but also convenient in the sense that you could get them to spy for you.
Also, you could go to places for so much cheaper. Oh, it's actually a dinner for one. He won't be having anything. He can't.
So your family would be scared all the time.
Yeah, but they would also be into it because he doesn't take any space up at the dinner table. You don't have to get any extra groceries for him.
He can just sit on your lap all the time, or you on his. Who knows? He's a ghost.
Let me ask you this as a final question.
Sure.
Do you like sharks?
I do.
What's your favorite shark?
I mean, the great white shark is pretty majestic.
Right,
I do like hammerheads based on their physique.
Okay. I'm getting somewhere with this, so you choose one.
All right, hammerhead.
Okay. Top or bottom?
Captain Morgan and a hammerhead?
You got me.
All right, top, hammerhead. Oh, but no, definitely got to go bottoms.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know.
What's better?
You know what I'd do? Walk the plank.
So, I think we have a clear winner of the chips.
I hate to say it, those shrimp chips really started out strong for me. I did like the texture a lot.
I do also.
The flavor is subtle, unoffensive.
Delicate.
But it's not enough. Those things in themselves are not enough. If you have that kind of soft, supple texture, you better have a flavor that packs a punch.
What are you, a baby?
And guess what we're going to tell that shrimp chip to do?
Walk the plank.
We are your hosts and producers, Zoe Robertson
and Sophia LaPage.
JustChips.com is a Sumo Audio production. That was our friend Nick Dorado.
On top of being an ocean scientist, he's also a musician, a very talented musician.
Based in Halifax, Canada.
Check him out. The bands you can listen him at.
We'll put links to his bands, Buddy and Special Costello, on our website, so be sure to check them out.
This episode was recorded at Eggplant Pictures and Sound.
Our audio engineer is Jody Freaking Tompkins.
And our theme song is by the wonderful Fez Gillen.
Our Instagram is spicy, crispy, crunchy.
Just saying. Check it out.
Seriously satisfying.
You can download or listen to our show wherever podcasts are available.
So that was the episode Seafood Special. And here is a little bonus feature from our call with Nick that got cut from the original version of this episode that we absolutely loved and we really wanted to release separately.
Enjoy.
But have you ever spoken to a whale?
Is the real question.
The unfortunate and very true answer to that is no. But it's like kind of a more nuanced question because there are to study whale sounds in Hawaii that I was really into when I was in school, and one of the things that they do is, or one of the things that they did was they put a hydrophone in the water and they followed a whale around and were listening to it sing, and then they got a saxophone player on the boat to play back what the whale was singing.
Oh my god, they played musical whales.
Crazy.
And then the saxophone player starts to embellish and, like, make up his own things.
And play Careless Whisper?
Copying
No, Careless Whisper. But the whale starts to copy the saxophone player.
What? Oh my god, whales are so.
It's actually one of my favorite videos on the internet. There was a while when every time I watched it, I would just cry. Like, the whale makes this one sound, like the saxophone player goes like, wah! And then the whale right after goes, wah!
Oh my god.
Wow. So many ways sound the same. And actually, what you're seeing when you watch that video is a human being very literally communicating with an animal.
Oh, this is really touching my heart.
The ocean is beautiful.
Yeah, and so are you, Nick.
And you are too.
Cool. What's the podcast about? What's the podcast about? What's the podcast about?
JustChips.com. The podcast, not the website.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.